Mountains of trash end up in landfills around the world every year. And as that waste decomposes, it releases methane, a potent greenhouse gas. And burning trash also pumps a lot of carbon emissions into the air. Well, there is one place in Japan that's creating a blueprint for disposing of trash in a different way. Sonia Narang takes us to a rural Japanese community known as a zero-waste town.
It's not yet 8 a.m., and the recycling center in Kamikatsu is already bustling with activity. A steady stream of residents arrive and unload trunks full of bottles, cans, and paper items. They separate recyclables into dozens of clearly labeled bins lined up in neat rows. Kamikatsu is a small town of about 2,000 people in the forested mountains of Japan. The waste collection center here runs a tight ship, and everything is carefully sorted and arranged with the help of staff. There are a whopping 45 different categories of recyclables, and the town recycles 80% of its trash. Akira Sakano heads up the town's Zero Waste Academy. That's a nonprofit organization that manages the recycling program. Every resident gets a thick booklet of recycling guidelines to learn as they go. They have 9 subcategories just for paper, even paper with aluminum on it. Sakano walks me to a large bin.
We have, let's say, newspapers, cardboard, scrap papers, shredded papers, paper container with aluminum packaging on the back, paper cups, hard paper tubes, and then other papers.
She pokes a magnet around in the bin to see if it catches any steel cans mixed in with the aluminum. Before Kamikatsu adopted its zero-waste policy in 2003, the town used to burn all its trash in incinerators. Officials realized how that impacts the environment and people's health. Recycling also has an economic benefit.
It costs 6 times less for recycling or how we manage the waste right now compared to incinerating everything.
Trash pickup is not a thing here. Almost everyone has to bring their waste in themselves. For the older residents who can't drive themselves to the recycling center, the town does send a pickup truck. I hitch a ride with the driver, Kazuyuki Kiyohara. Kiyohara is really concerned about using the Earth's resources wisely, and he's got more than a dozen separate bins at his own home.
I have metal bottle caps, plastic bottle caps, milk containers, plastic packaging from laundry detergent, plastic trays, plastic wrappings and containers.
He's so intense, he even inspects his family's trash.
I give my family members instructions on how to wash recyclables properly at home. After they wash an item, I check it and I go, it's still dirty, and I ask them to wash it once again.
Many locals say having to wash and dry all their food packaging is the most annoying thing. Back at the recycling center, I catch Daichi Hyakuno as he unloads bags of juice cans, plastics, and dirty diapers. He moved here from Osaka a few years ago.
It was easier in Osaka since all I had to do was separate trash into burnables and non-burnables. Since it's so detailed here, there was a lot I didn't understand. It was tough.
As a single father of 2 small kids, he says he's too busy to sort his trash and wash and dry juice cartons.
I wonder why we have to do this much. But as a Kamikatsu resident, I have no choice but to separate my recyclables, and I will continue to do so.
15 years ago, when I lived in Japan, I remember I had to write my name in big black letters on clear trash bags. It made me feel so conscious about what I threw away. If I left even one bottle in there, the town wouldn't pick up the trash, and everyone would see my bag left out on the curb. Akira Sakano from the Zero Waste Academy says it takes time to get people to buy in. But once they learn, there's no going back.
Japan has, of course, good or bad, this kind of social pressure. If everyone's doing it, and then maybe you need to do it, people got used to it. So it's how they change the customs. And once the custom is changed, then it becomes habit.
Kamikatsu is gaining international attention. On the day I visit, folks from a Japanese branch of the clothing company Patagonia are here at the Zero Waste Academy to learn.
Yes, exactly.
And well beyond the small town, people are recognizing that reducing how much you throw out could be a big step in the global battle against climate change. For Here and Now, I'm Sonia Narang.
And Sonia's story comes to us from WHYY's The Pulse.